Well, Cozzy, man, I'm very excited to be having a chat to us. Joins us on the show now, Josh Jenkins, star of the Adelaide Football Club, but his talents certainly don't stop there. Josh, welcome.
Thanks, Jen.
Now, you must be the busiest man in Australia because you're an AFL footballer, you've got official roles with Harness Racing Victoria, and you're an American sports tragic. How much TV do you watch a day?
I watch as much as I can. TV is my number one pastime. I'm actually a little bit bleary-eyed. I'm just delved into a NBL sideline commentary role as well. So had a game last night here in Adelaide. So feeling the effects, and we're off to the real job, which is the AFL.
Does the tax man know about all these jobs? I mean, how long have you been doing this for?
Yeah, my manager gets well paid to look after all those sorts of things and make sure we're looking after Uncle Sam. Don't worry, he's getting his fair share. Don't worry. I'm well aware of football's my number one role, but it's not going to be there for forever. So I'm just trying to explore and expand my skills and see what suits me when footy's finished.
Best thing that ever happened was going to Adelaide, wasn't it?
Absolutely, it was. On and off the field, the football stuff, you know, that sort of takes care of itself. Got an opportunity over here, and you know, I've tried to never look back. And the off field opportunities over here are great. You know, you're just simply not competing against as many guys who want to jump into the media space. So it's been a fruitful move on both fronts.
And the Crows sound like they're pretty supportive of all your extracurricular activity.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good for the most part. There's been a few. A few of my columns for ESPN last year raised their eyebrows about media access and giving the media more access to the players. So that went a little bit against the club's philosophy. But we have a pretty good balance. Ian Shuttleworth is the media manager at the Crows, and I work closely with him. And when we're on the same page, all things run pretty smoothly.
Now, that came on the back of some time you spent in the US where you were really taken with how much media access the media get and therefore the fans get. And the players, basically, it's just what they're used to. They come out of the locker room and they chat almost straight away. And you thought that would be something that could be incorporated more into Australian sports.
Yeah, and I was already aware of, you know, the access. It's hard not to see the access that we get as American sports fans. And then I was lucky enough to be over in America and have some media passes, and you know, 15 minutes after the game finishes, you're straight in the locker room and you're interviewing these players. So I'm sure that as American athletes they don't love it, but it's just mandated. It's what they're told to do. It's in their collective bargaining agreement. So it certainly makes for great viewing for us Aussies. That's why so many of us love the American sports.
Josh, you've had a terrific season last season, playing in the forward line. I mean, marks inside 50, all the stats were just great for you. But I think originally, did you kick off in the ruck as a younger bloke?
Well, I guess when I played as a really young fella, I played in the ruck. It's usually just the tallest guy on the team goes in there. But I think Essendon initially sort of picked me up as a ruckman, as a bit of a project ruckman. But I'm probably about an inch too short to be a ruckman every day, so found my way into the forward line, and it does prove handy being able to go into the ruck for 5 or 6 minutes a quarter. You know, it's a role that most clubs don't have, someone who can sort of play 85% forward and then, you know, give it a pinch in the ruck. So it's been a great move for me.
Now, you probably had your best game of your career, I dare say, in round 7 against the Western Bulldogs, where you kicked 8 majors. Despite the fact the boys lost that day, it must have been pretty good to just go out there and have one of those days where everything you touch turned to gold.
Yeah, it was. You're right, though. It was a tough pill to swallow when you feel like you've had your best individual game, but you're just, you know, unable to really celebrate it or mention it because we did lose. And it was a great night. I love playing at Eddie. I had a often joke with the boys. We've only got the one game at Eddie had this year, so I'm going to have to make it count.
Is that your favourite venue?
Oh, it is. I mean, Adelaide Oval's speak for itself, and so is the MCG, but something about the roof at Etihad feels like the grounds, you know, you can get to all spots in the ground in 2 or 3 steps. It just feels really closed in, and the ball obviously moves quite briskly, so that suits the forwards.
Now, you must have been up and about after that performance. Was it hard to sort of be sad with the rest of your teammates considering you had a loss? Did you have to sort of keep reminding yourself that this was not a time to have a little grin from ear to ear?
Yeah, don't worry. The coaching staff don't don't ever sort of put you in those situations where you can get caught up in your own moment. So, you know, on reflection, everyone reviews their own games, and on reflection, it was great to be able to perform like that, and you get the kudos from your line coach and that individually, but, you know, we went down by about 3 or 4 goals, so you sort of review the game in that sense, understanding that we didn't do enough to get the win.
Now, you love your harness racing. Are you a punter or just an avid spectator?
A little bit of both. I try and be a responsible gambler. We get that drummed into us in the AFL, don't worry. So I certainly love to sit down on the couch over here in Adelaide if I can't get to the races and have a bet. I've got a couple of my own horses, so I love to have a bet on them and see them win. But I'm very much looking forward to the next 3 weeks.
The ones of your own, how do they perform? Do they kick 8 goals, or are they sort of just hitting the point post?
I've got one that I've got a mare that she has the ability to kick 8, and then she has the ability not to show up. So, so some may say much like myself, but she's causes a few headaches, but it's got plenty of ability. So chasing her around the countryside's a bit of fun.
And walk us through your harness racing roles over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, I've teamed up with HRV, and I'm going to be at both Summer of Glory meetings, Victoria Cup first on the 28th of Jan, and then the Hunter Cup on the 4th of Feb. So really, really looking forward to getting over there. I was lucky enough to get to the Hunter Cup last year just as a spectator, and this year I'll be a bit more hands-on in having a chat to owners and meeting and interviewing trainers and drivers. So it's going to be a great night. Actually kicks off, and it's not officially a part of the Summer of Glory, but maybe it should be, because Ballarat Cup on Saturday night looks like it's going to be a treat as well. So I'm looking forward to that to kick it off.
Yeah, it certainly looks a good card. But now, our boss, Adam Hamilton, he likes to think of himself as the face of Harness Racing Australia and Sky Racing's number one man. But you're starting to chip away at that, and you've actually made some appearances on Sky. Will we be seeing more of that?
I dare say so. I think if Adam does feel a little bit of the heat from me, then he mightn't let me on. But he's got 30 or whatever, 25 or 30 years on me. But yeah,
ooh, we won't like that.
In all seriousness, it's just good for the it's a, you know, grassroots sport. That's what attracts me to it. And you get access to the trainers and drivers. You know, you can speak to the trainer of your horse as an owner. You know, quite often Michael Stanley from Bar and Beat looks after my horses, and you know, I get to speak to him 2 or 3 times a week. Then those trainers, unlike the gallopers, they're not taken up by hundreds of different owners. So I just love the grassroots aspect of the sport, and I've been thrilled to get involved with HRV.
Well, mate, it's been great to have a chat with you this morning. Good luck. Injury-free year for you this year. Let's hope all goes well. And good luck with the harness racing too. Let's hope those horses fire for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing a few of your listeners on track in the next couple of weeks.
Very much. Fantastic. Thanks very much, Josh.
No worries. See you guys.